I have to say, I really love this week's cover photo. When I was a little girl, I was obsessed with Folklorico dancers.
Well, you know, it's part of our heritage, and the September going into October is Hispanic Heritage Month, and, you know, local photographer Tabitha Rossman caught a great shot of one of the dancers last weekend at the Mesilla Plaza, and it looks great on our cover.
And there's not much time left in September. Before you know it, early voting will be getting underway.
Man, it's hard to believe, but local voters will get to vote on city council, school board, and a few other races, and we felt like it was time to give an overview of what's coming. We review the different races and talk a little bit about ranked choice. There will be some of that on the ticket, and early voting starts October 5th, so here we go. And then this is 2021, but there will be more elections next year in 2022, and one of our city councilors, Gabe Vasquez, has already jumped into the U.S. Congress race for 2022. He's going to run on the Democratic side to represent the big, giant New Mexico District 2 in Congress. We don't know if he'll have a challenger yet on the Democratic primary, but the presumed candidate on the Republican side in the fall election will be the sitting U.S. Representative, Yvette Harrell from Alamogordo. And that district may see some changes. It's subject to redistricting in the state legislature based on the census numbers and some other things, so we'll see.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that develops. And now we know, I think there were a lot of us wondering what Gabe had in mind when he decided not to run for another term on city council.
Right, and his seat that's open, we have a profile on one of the people running for that spot, Bev Courtney, and then also we have a profile on another city council candidate, Robert Paquette, who's running for District 5. And our goal is to, by the time early voting starts or is very early in early voting, to have done profiles on all the candidates. We've done several of them already. So.
And there's a movie right now playing at Allen Theaters that has a local connection.
Yes, it's a Clint Eastwood movie called Cry Macho. It was filmed entirely in New Mexico, although not in Las Cruces. And in my column this week, I look at that movie and also at Eastwood's entire career. He's been here a few times, including exactly in Las Cruces. So it was a fun piece to write. I've always been a Clint Eastwood fan, and you know, he's 91.
I know.
If you can believe it. Still cranking him out.
Oh, so. That makes my heart hurt. And a lot of Aggie football fans lately have been heart hurt, until last week, of course. But we're going to switch gears to basketball now.
Right. You know, we lost longtime coach Henson in the summer of 2020, and then in December of 2020, we lost Jimmy Collins, who was a big Aggie star and a key member of that Final Four team that we always think about from 1970. But last weekend, we lost another Aggie coach. Neil McCarthy probably wasn't as beloved as Coach Henson and had some controversial moments, but you can't argue with the success he had here. He's the last Aggie coach to coach the team to a tournament victory. And we got a profile from Jack Nixon, the longtime voice of the Aggies, who offers some interesting perspectives about the guy that McCarthy himself called the big dog. So it's a nice read.
Moving on to arts and entertainment, and it's beginning to look a lot like Halloween.
We talk about the upcoming art exhibits that are opening and some plays that are going on, but there's a new film called Crawl that I am assuming is creepy, but it's by a local filmmaker, Ryan Rocks, and Mike Cook tells the story of how he got that film made, who's behind it, and that it opens October 3rd in the Fountain Theater. And speaking of local movies, Netflix is filming one here, and they've got casting calls out for you and or your car if you have a vehicle of this time period and you think it will fit in their movie. They're looking for you. We don't get to say this very often, but A Las Cruces has been nominated for a Pulitzer Prize. Local artist and author George Mendoza has been nominated for his book, Journey of the Spirit of Man.
All right. Well, congratulations on that nomination.
Lots of great stuff in this week's bulletin, and there's always plenty more. And if you need to check us out on the web. It's LasCrucesBulletin.com, and then you can find our printed editions all over the community. So thanks, KC. You have a great week, and appreciate everyone's readership.